Welcome to the Nerd Dump. This is episode 2.5, all about the movie Logan. Why 2.5? Because this is what we have affectionately referred to as a floater episode, in fitting with the toilet-based humor that we are known for. We are adult-like people with adult-like jobs, and we may not always be able to meet up to record a full episode as often as we would like to keep on a schedule. So we are, whenever possible, going to record shorter episodes in between, so that way you're still, you know, getting to keep us in your lives, which we know you want to do. So, like I said, we may not all be able to meet up as often as we can for full episodes, so we'll have these. In addition, there will be some instances where we'll have guest hosts, like with our previous episode. Episode 2, Turtles in Time, and I do want to give a quick shout out to Alex and Maggie for stepping in and doing a marvelous job. I really enjoyed listening to them, and hopefully we can have them back before too long. And I actually was really jealous to not get to geek out about the X-Men cartoon. Like Cody and Alex, I'm probably one of the few people that actually saw Pride of the X-Men and did not like it as well, but it would have been fun to geek out about. But anyway, that's what we're going to be doing today. So today's episode will be a little bit shorter.
Just for all of you out there, yes, we're talking about Logan. So this is going to be a spoiler episode. So if you have not seen Logan, stop listening to us right now. Not us in general, as a whole, but just to this episode. Until you've seen Logan, then come back and listen to us, okay?
Unless you don't care about spoilers.
Yeah, if you don't care about spoilers, I mean, whatever. But enjoy the film if you haven't seen it. If you have, then keep listening.
Yep. And there are some big spoilers in the Logan movie, and we're going to talk about them. So this is your last opportunity to tune out.
Yep. So go away or continue listening. Your choice. Yep. As of now. Do it. All right. Okay.
All right. You're gone? Okay. Logan dies.
Yeah. Here today we have Cameron, Honey, and myself, Cody.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking about Logan, which is a movie that takes place in the not-so-distant future.
Yeah.
That stars Hugh Jackman as Logan, the title character.
Of course.
You may know him better as Wolverine. He is... living in a world where the mutant race is almost extinct. There are very few left. And he's taking care of an ailing old Professor Xavier, along with his help from Caliban, when suddenly their world is turned upside down by the revelation that there's some new mutants coming around. A young girl that many of us recognize, who I believe they only call her Laura in the movie.
When they were showing files and everything like that, they had panned over on her sheet, and it said X-23 on the sheet.
And they were at one point they referred to Laura is one of many children in the film, and I think they're all referred to at one point as X-23.
That could be because I know the Wolverine clone thing that was X-24.
Right, but she comes in and kind of throws a big wrench into Logan's plans, and that's basically what the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into more spoilers as we go. But one of the things I wanted to start off with is everyone's opinion of the movie. Cameron, you are the last of us to see it.
Yep, just saw it last week. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It was very difficult to watch because it fits in with, I would say, the majority of the X-Men films, which almost all of which I have enjoyed.
Right.
It definitely fits with as a kind of, you know, pseudo sequel to the Wolverine, which I thought was really good. But it's so different. It is not really a superhero film.
No,
not at all. A lot of things that I read was that it's a Western, and it feels like a Western.
Yeah.
Huh.
Just because you've got the very... Your lead character is more of an anti-hero. He's mostly in it for himself. I mean, he does care for Xavier, but outside of him, he's all about just, you know, trying to take care of himself and do what he feels is necessary for their survival. So he's kind of self-serving in that way, especially when you know, the little girl comes into his life and he does not want anything to do with her. He only wants to protect himself and Xavier. So it's it's a very cool anti-hero story, and it's very dark. It is very depressing. Little bits of humor here and there. So it's definitely a departure, but I think this is the truest that we've had to, this is the truest story to his character that we've had.
Yes.
And even kind of in a way elevating his, you know, status in the comics, to making him, you know, feel like a real character, a real person that you want to root for. And, so yeah, it's, like I said, it's really dark and it's bleak and, it's amazing. And I think it has the best acting of any of the films.
Right.
Yeah. As far as X-Men films go, I mean, I like different X-Men films, but they're generally not that great. I loved Logan. It is probably the best X-Men film out there to date. I loved how dark it was. I loved how gritty it was. I never would have actually thought about it being similar to a Western, like, until you said that, and I really started thinking through. I was like, yeah, I can see the similarities. I mean, I don't know if I'd still say that just on my own, but it was definitely intense, and I loved watching anything with, like, an anti-hero, because that's the kind of stuff that I like. Other than having superpowers, I mean, I damn near relate a lot with a lot of super, or like anti-hero type movies, and just, you know, watching him slowly dying, getting poisoned by the adamantium, stuff like that, and not healing completely from all his wounds, and just that. And I loved that the progression of him throughout the story, because yes, he wanted nothing to do with this child. He was only trying to save Charles. Like, I mean, to a degree, he kind of wanted to rescue Caliban there, but just when he realized he wasn't going to be able to do anything for him, he was just like, well, whatever. I still got Charles. But when he finally comes around at the end there, you know, realizing that he needs to go save his daughter, just, oh, that got me. I just, watching him die holding his daughter's hand.
Yep.
That was my favorite moment of the movie. Just, right. I almost want to cry right now. It's just,
It was touching. So yeah, we should.
Right.
Yeah, Cody, you turn.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't like Logan. I honestly didn't. It's not the worst X-Men movie I've ever seen. The problem is, there's a lot of different problems for me. One, it's not an X-Men movie, and I was expecting an X-Men movie.
I wasn't.
Which bothers me. I also don't like Westerns. Never have. So man, that could be part of it, too. The most amped thing I've ever heard someone say is actually my wife said, it's like watching Wolverine. If you want to see this movie, you got to be the kind of person who likes to see a guy who used to be a superhero be a dick to children and push around an old cussing man all day. Which is basically what the movie was, in my opinion. There are some great parts. The fight scenes were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely earned its rated R from those.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that bothered me about it, and I'm a guy who picks on little details that annoy me.
Sure.
Continuity with this movie to the other movies bothered me a little bit. This takes place, the year they said takes place 5 years after the ending of Days of Future Past.
Yeah, this one takes place in 2029.
Yeah. Which should be about 5 to 6 years after that flash forward we saw in Days of Future Past.
Okay.
Which we saw all the X-Men alive at the Academy with a bunch of little X-Men kids running around.
Yeah.
However, they also said in the movie that no new mutants had been born in 20 years.
Uh-oh.
Which means that doesn't make any sense.
But Days of Future Past was all, like, time-jumping stuff, right?
Yeah, it's
so hard. It was rewriting, so you don't know which timeline it actually fell under.
Which bothers me, too, that I don't know which timeline it fell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, in 5 to 6 years, Professor X and Wolverine went from what they were at the Days of Future Past, which Wolverine looked like regular Wolverine with a little gray, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor X looked like they actually did a little CG to him in the end of Days of Future Past to make him look younger, even. to practically dead people in 5 years time, which also bothered me.
Yeah, but Professor X was, like, dying because of his brain, like, his brain stuff, which that could age you.
I liked that.
Drastically, exactly. And I liked how they kind of explained, like, oh, everyone's dead because of me.
Yeah.
I killed everyone.
Which, that also bothered me. Not that Professor X killed everyone. That was cool. But I wanted Wolverine to kill everyone.
Oh.
Because I'm actually a big fan of the Old Man Logan storyline. I've read it. I'm a big fan of what they're currently doing with Old Man Logan. Comics in the modern time. Spoiler alert for Old Man Logan, Wolverine killed all the X-Men in Old Man Logan. He was tricked by Mysterio, a Spider-Man villain, which obviously they couldn't have done, but they could have figured out something else for it.
Sure.
Into believing that all the X-Men in the school, which means all the X-Men, all the kids, were supervillains. And Wolverine went through and murdered everyone by hand in the school, which made me understand why that Wolverine was tortured.
Mm-hmm.
Why he didn't want to do the things he had to do. The Wolverine in the movie did not earn that for me because he did not kill the X-Men. He went from, in 5 years' time, from being a teacher, and if you listen to that radio podcast thing or whatever, the event where Professor X leaped out and killed the X-Men and almost killed 600 people in Westchester happened a year before this movie.
Mm.
So he went from being a teacher of students a year ago to an alcoholic limo driver who hates the only mutant child he's seen in 20 years. Which does not make sense.
No.
So this definitely has to be an alternate timeline.
It has to be an alternate timeline, and if it is, I don't care about it. Because then it's not the same Wolverine I've grown up for the last 20 years. It's a whole different guy.
Unless it is. And this is in... And again, I don't know how the timelines add up. It gives me a headache to even think about it.
Yeah,
it's a little but confusing. In my mind, this is taking place, you know, after X-Men 3, after the Wolverine, and anything Days of Future Past related
is a different universe.
I think so. I think it probably could make
a little more sense if this was the erased timeline still.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is what it would have been had they not done Days of Future Past.
But even that, even if you take that into consideration, what this movie means is that everything I've ever watched on an X-Men movie was pointless and they failed. Because mutants are extinct.
Yeah, they basically they did fail, and then now there's a new generation.
They're not even real mutants.
I guess they're not real mutants, though. They're
created in a lab.
Yeah. But
mutants are extinct. The X-Men lost. That's what this movie was.
I like the heroes losing from time to time.
Yeah, but I'm fine with them losing from time to time. This means it's over, though.
Yeah.
There's no, losing, they can come back.
This is
the end.
Yeah, and I like that. It doesn't get done very often.
No, it never gets done.
And that's why I like it.
But you two both thought positively of it, and I've talked for a little bit, so talk about why it's a good movie.
Well, I mean, like I said, it pulled at my heartstrings for various different reasons. Not because of it being a Wolverine movie, just because of what was going on, like, what Logan was fighting with this whole time, like, all these different problems. Like, obviously, I'm not a mutant, and I don't have superpowers and all this other stuff, so I can't completely relate with everything like that, but I could relate to his character and going through a lot of trials and issues as well, and being afflicted with a disease and shit like that.
Yeah.
But still, it's just, I don't know, like, I thought it was just a insanely well-made movie.
Like, it was a beautiful movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed the movie.
Well shot.
I mean, and it's one of those things where I'm at in life right now, I think is like the main thing that I'm just like, I loved it.
Right.
And I think it's because I related more to it, as weird as that probably sounds for any of you that have seen the movie. But, and I mean, I am one of those weird people that, you know, I would definitely die for a loved one.
Right.
Especially a child.
Which is funny because last week we did, Maggie and Alex were here, mm-hmm. and I talked to them a little bit about how I felt about Logan. And when Alex came in after Maggie, and I'd already talked to her a little bit about it, and she said It's going to be interesting to listen to because one of us, pointing at me and Honey, likes the movie, one of us doesn't. And Alex guessed that I was the one who liked it because it's about being a dad. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nope, didn't like it. Honey's the one who liked it. Cameron, what was your what made you like it other than what you've already said?
A lot of it actually has to do with what you've said, actually both of you, but your counterpoint,
right?
The fact that it is a bleak ending to the X-Men. I feel like that works as a standalone film. And normally when the next comic book movie comes out, I try to at least watch a couple that preceded it.
Right.
I know when Apocalypse came out last year, I watched First Class, Days of Future Past, and really enjoyed that.
Right. Yeah. Those are good movies.
Yeah. Apocalypse isn't great. No. But I
was gonna say those are like the worst ones.
Yeah, watching the three of them together was a really fun experience.
Right.
I deliberately watched nothing leading up to this because I wanted to judge it on its own merits.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's how it should be viewed.
Right.
Because it is very depressing to think of it that this could be, regardless of which timeline or whatever, it's all jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
To think that, all these characters that you grew to really care about, like assuming you like the X-Men movies.
Assume.
Or
X-Men all, in general.
Yeah, that they're all dead. And right. I mean, one of the things that we all hate about X-Men 3 is that Cyclops dies.
Off screen.
Really early on.
I love that part. I hate Cyclops.
Well, I would have preferred to see him die, though.
Oh, yeah, I would have preferred to see him die because I hate Cyclops.
Yeah.
But dying off screen is
right. He's a major character. He deserved better.
He deserved a real death.
Yeah. So the fact that all of the X-Men presumably died in between films, kind of a cop-out, but at the same time, if you're not really following the narrative progression of the films and you just watch Logan just on its own, I think the impact is better. I think it
probably.
I think you're more forgiving if you just watch it on its own.
Right.
And even you don't even have to consider it as, it could be completely separate alternate timeline from any of the films that we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's connected to the first X-Men movie, so we know certain things have happened, but it doesn't mean it's the same thing. We can imagine, there's another timeline where the X-Men are fine.
Yeah.
And that's how I prefer to think of it. And that definitely helps with some of the continuity errors. I'm not really, like I said, the whole franchise is so jacked up, I don't really care about continuity anymore.
Yeah, I just think Fox is having a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Pick a timeline.
Yeah. Or make fun of it, like in Deadpool.
Right. That's fine. Deadpool's its own thing.
Or do your own thing entirely. So you don't have to worry about continuity. As long as they are telling, enjoyable stories, it's very much like the comics where it may not line up exactly with what has happened in the past, but if it's a good quality story,
yeah,
and it doesn't outright contradict the characters and how they are, then I'm fine with it. And I think this was a logical progression for both characters.
Which, there's a lot of stories, in general, that, okay, the old way is dead.
Right.
There's now, everybody's dead except for the kids, and it's just starting over fresh. And I understand that these ones are genetically altered children. Great. They're not standard mutants, but I still imagine that they would have some sort of mutant gene in them that they could theoretically pass off mutant traits to their own offspring.
Because mutants were neutered by food. The food that's out there.
Well, I guess that's true.
So if these baby mutants eat food, then they can't have mutant babies. And again, the mutant race is dead.
Yeah, but that's is it every food everywhere?
Whatever that big company is that made these guys.
But if they raise their own food and start their own little...
Right. I assume they've been eating the food, though, when they were in the hospital that the company that made them... owns the food thing. So.
I somehow don't remember this part.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah. That's why there's been no mutants for 20 years.
Because they were talking about how they basically wiped them out.
They poisoned the food so that mutants could not be born.
Okay, cool. I somehow missed that part entirely, but
yeah.
I guess I'll just have to see it.
Because, like I said,
frankly, I want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
even though I did not enjoy it as much as I thought I would, because again, I was looking for more of an old man Logan storyline. I didn't get that.
And like I said, I've not read that, so I don't know it. Yeah. Anytime I saw any X-Men related movie of any sort, I always like, okay, this is not going to be anything like I would know or expect.
Right.
So I'm just going to say this is just some random movie. I'm going to watch it.
Right. And it's not like,
and that's probably why I did enjoy it, because I was like, this is not X-Men.
It
I
wasn't
know it.
It wasn't an X-Men Wolverine Origins level bad movie.
Oh no, that's just awful.
It's just not. Like, everyone, a lot of reviews I've read for it before it came out, a lot of people have been saying this is the best superhero movie ever.
Yeah.
And this is the best X-Men movie ever.
I'll go with this is the best X-Men.
I disagree. Pardon. I prefer
the best Wolverine. Super? I would say the best superhero movie? No.
This is, it's one of the best.
I could say it's the best superhero / Western movie.
Well, but see, like, fair. I wouldn't even, I mean, I can see the similarities to it being like a Western to a degree, but I still, I don't know, I wouldn't classify it as a Western.
Right.
But I still think it is probably the best X-Men film out there so far. But that's just because it was insanely dark and bleak, but at the same time, at the very end of it, there's like a light of hope.
Right. My biggest problem is a lot of people I've talked to have said it is a very emotional movie.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew Wolverine was going to die going into the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I knew Professor X was going to die.
Oh, I knew they were all going to die.
So none of that pulled at my heartstrings because I was prepared.
It's the way, though, that things happen. That's what got me. Like, I didn't expect him to be hating on the little girl. And then all of a sudden at the end, you know.
Yeah.
Take all the steroids and then
break his healing factor.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he's not dead. Even if eventually the steroid, he's going to heal. They didn't remove his head from his body.
But
that's how X-Men powers work.
But the thing is, he's been dying from that stuff because like, he still has all sorts of scars everywhere.
It's
going
to take longer to heal.
Well,
but some of those scars look like they've been there for a while. Yeah.
And eventually you're going to get a wound that you can't recover from.
Yeah, like a log through your chest.
Yeah.
I mean, if that hurt his heart enough, like if his heart's going to regenerate super freaking slowly, you're going to die before it regenerates.
Yeah, and that's not a metaphor. He takes a log
through the chest.
He gets impaled.
Wolverines were regenerated from just being a head before, though.
But that's...
That's normal...
Yeah.
Wolverine healing factor.
But there's actually a storyline to that, too. If you know in the comics, Wolverine originally had a completely adamantium skeleton and was dying from it.
Yeah.
But then after Magneto ripped out his skeleton, he got a new form of pseudo-adamantium skeleton, which allowed him to create proper blood cells, and he wasn't poisoned from it anymore.
Yeah.
In the comics. Which means to stop him from getting poisoned, we just needed Magneto to rip out his bones, which would have been real cool to see, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Wolverine?
Yeah, we're talking about Logan.
Logan.
What did you guys think about the fact that in the comics, Laura / X-23 she's a genetic clone of Logan.
Yeah.
But in this, they did...
Somehow more of a daughter.
Yeah, he was essentially... They essentially took Wolverine's DNA and... You know,
put it in an egg.
Yeah, it was essentially artificial insemination. Right. So, like, so she wasn't created in a lab. Right. Like, she was born.
To be fair, in the comics, Laura Keeney, that's her last name, they never mentioned them, was actually in the doctor who created her's womb.
Yeah.
She was born, too. She wasn't born in a tube.
Right, and I think that it was the same way in here. So So
that was fairly spot on, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I really liked that.
So, in this, it was, I mean, she's kind of a clone, but also, like, legitimately... His daughter. What did you guys think of that?
I did like that.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you also liked that.
Oh yeah, no, I love the fact of that and everything, but
I really enjoyed the explanation for why she had foot claws.
Yeah.
That she was the female of the species.
Like, yes. And I'm so glad because we had talked about that in a previous episode. How if they happen, I don't want to see him in a trailer.
I did see him in a trailer.
Yeah, I did too.
I missed that.
Okay, good.
So I saw that for the first time in a film, and It was amazing.
Yeah, so, it was so cool. Real good.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that explanation. I did. There were lots of things about this movie I really enjoyed, but it also disappointed me, and I think that's why I didn't like it.
Right.
It wasn't a bad movie. It just disappointed me. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Explain it to the people.
Okay, well, here in a second.
We'll post that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have to post a picture. Yeah, after I watched the film and
that
I saw.
That connects those two really well.
Yeah. Because that's from the Wolverine story, right?
Explain
it to the people. Okay, so for those of you out there, there's a picture, and we will post this one for sure, along with all our backlog stuff that we've promised to post.
Probably not.
No, this will be posted. This will definitely be posted. it shows a picture from the Wolverine movie, which I don't even remember what her name was from.
No idea.
Yeah, some
the lady somewhere, who could see the future.
Yeah, the
who had the sword.
Yeah,
I don't remember her name.
Okay. Yeah, Wolverine. So if you remember who that is, yeah. Okay, and she says, you know, I see you on your back. There's blood everywhere. You're holding your own heart in your hand, and then right below that is a picture of Wolverine. You don't see the log through his chest because it's kind of panned down some, but there's blood everywhere. And in his hand, he's holding his daughter's hand.
Yeah, Laura's.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So metaphorically holding.
That's really just, oh my gosh.
Other things I want to talk about that I hated from this movie, though. X-24.
Oh, yeah, the Wolverine clone. That was dumb.
So bad.
That was dumb.
I did not like... I don't understand why everyone wants to clone Wolverine so badly in this movie series. And I understand they do that a lot in the comics too.
Yeah.
But why X-24? Why do I have to see CG Hugh Jackman fight regular old Hugh Jackman in a movie?
I mean, they had to get a reason why somebody could get close enough to kill Professor X.
Professor X is a bedridden old guy.
Yeah.
I could get close enough to kill Professor X.
Be that as it may, though, like, who else would just be able to waltz in and nobody else would notice?
Sabretooth. I wanted it to be Sabretooth. I wanted a Sabretooth is what I wanted.
Well, yeah, that would make sense.
That could have worked.
But at the same time, though, Charles probably would have been like, oh, hey, Sabretooth, yeah, come over and talk to me.
Well, he doesn't have control over his powers like he used to.
No, I understand that. But at the same time, like, that's when he was confessing. He's like, oh, I remember that I killed everyone.
But in the shadow, the way we saw Wolverine with his short hair that he had, X-23, not Wolverine, it looked like Sabretooth to me. At first, I'm like, oh, they got Sabretooth. And I'm like, this is going to get good. And then it wasn't.
And see, my thought was when I saw him, I kind of blanked on, you know, the fact that they created something else.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be legitimately Logan. Like, he had gone, in between, he, you know, shaved, cut off his hair, and then just went nuts.
Yeah, which also I think would have been better.
Because that, and I know that's kind of weird, but it was such an abrupt scene, and it totally screwed with my mind. Like, I didn't know what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, this is somebody else. Somebody's about to die.
Yeah.
Like, that's absolutely what I thought of.
Yeah,
I would have preferred it. Which brings me to a point. I've done a lot of research on Logan, frankly, because it bothered me. They originally actually had a plan to get Sabretooth was going to be in the movie originally.
Mm-hmm.
The actor who played him in Wolverine Origins was going to come back.
Oh.
He was going to be a gas station attendant at a gas station that Wolverine went to just try to get help to do this stuff. Him and Wolverine were not going to be enemies anymore. They were going to have gotten over it and not really cared anymore because why? Neither of them are on a superhero team. Neither of them is working for anybody anymore.
To the last known mutants.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, can you help me? Because in that universe, they're brothers.
Yeah.
Right.
So, which actually would have been kind of cool.
But they cut that out.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to a degree.
I would have preferred it.
It would have been cool.
They also were originally going to film the scene where Professor X killed all the X-Men.
We actually knew what happened, who died, and
they cut that out.
Like, if they would have, I don't think I would have wanted to literally see, like, everybody die. Like, if they would have just been, like, you know, destroying the mansion.
Just him standing there and corpses all around him would have been fine.
Yeah, that might have probably worked, but it's like...
But they were going to have a flashback scene to where Professor X, actually, originally they were going to put it at the beginning of the movie, and then they decided to make it a flashback later, and then they just cut it out altogether.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like
it not being there.
Just flashbacks, like, honestly, would not have fit into this movie.
No. Mm-hmm. And I did like the fact that he was sitting there confessing, and like, I remember what happened, and then the clone murders kills him.
Yeah.
Like, I like the way that was set up.
I would agree with that, too. I actually prefer that. And usually I like things spelled out for me when it comes to stuff like this. I prefer it being vague because I don't, you know, I can imagine, you know, that the other X-Men, assuming, you know, who they were all alive beforehand, you know, maybe they had better deaths. Maybe they, you know, died fighting.
Yeah, we don't know what X-Men were still alive.
Yeah, we have no idea. And we don't, and, you know, telling us who died and, you know, it erases that mystery and, you know, that hope that, you know, they're, you know,
maybe a bunch of them died and maybe some of the other ones went crazy.
I kind of assumed Rogue died before that in kind of that comic book story.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember from when he was reading the comic, he saw Rogue fell off a cliff and he grabbed her.
Yeah.
And he said it didn't go like this or something like this. I assume Rogue fell and died there.
Sure.
That's how Rogue died. Yeah.
And okay, that is one issue that I have.
You
have? One thing that I did not like about that. That there were X-Men comics in this universe.
Really? I did like that.
Because it's like, who's gonna write those stories? Who's taking the dictation? Most
people hate the X-Men.
Yeah, mutants are hated and feared.
Everyone who came across Wolverine's like, oh, I'm a big fan. Every single person.
Yeah.
And that was okay, but I just thought it was weird that, you know, comic books, and it's fine, comic books exist, but comic books based on...
real people?
Yeah. It didn't
work. That did seem weird. I didn't like the comic books in it. I mean, I understand the whole, look at the, the coordinates. She just made this stuff up. This place is not real. Like, it's from this comic book. You're stupid. Don't believe this little kid.
And we don't know if it's real. We don't know where they were going.
Yeah.
And I kind of hope that there's something there. That's one part of the vague stuff they did at the end that I hope is explored. And I think one of the movies coming out.
X-Men still alive and already there.
I was kind of hoping they get up there, and that's where Magneto is.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping.
That would be neat.
And he's, like, starting a Genosha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Genosha?
Yeah.
Type thing? Is that what he calls that?
I don't know if he called it that, but it was the island for mutant sanctuary.
That's what I was kind of hoping they got up there.
And, you know, it could be one of those things, like, he could have his, like, Magneto or somebody like that could be there starting their own little sanctuary, and they could be growing their own food and be like, oh, yeah, we're not
sterile.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can continue on the mutant
strain. That would have been an ending, too, that I would have liked more because
they might have a
group of children running into Canada.
Yeah.
But they're going to die.
No, they'll find Alpha Flight. It's good.
Sorry. Alpha Flight, of course, being Marvel's premier Canadian superhero team.
Puck made it.
Puck's
there.
So we can kind of talk about what we think might happen next.
Right.
I did want to mention one last thing kind of with the ending of the film. I didn't find it quite as emotional as, you know, everyone made it out to be. I mean, I definitely had the feeling, you know, Logan and Xavier were going to die. Okay. I didn't 100% know and how. I mean, I was pretty sure, but of course I didn't spoil it for myself. So, and I definitely knew that family was probably going to die, but I did not expect them to get butchered.
That was the most disturbing thing.
That was really
the family that just kind of helped.
Well, yeah, because as soon as they were like, oh, yeah, come with us, and Logan's like, no, we need to move on. And Charles is like, that sounds great. I'm like, oh, you're going to kill them.
Yeah.
They're dead. They're dead now.
I was with my wife, and I leaned over. I'm like, they're all going to die.
Right? As soon as they're like, yeah, stay the night. Oh, nope. I did not expect them to get butchered, but I did know they were going to die.
Though I did enjoy the douchebag farmers.
That was fun.
All them dying was great.
Yeah, you definitely need to kill some bigoted rednecks.
That's always fun when that
exactly.
happens.
Exactly.
That actually was my favorite part of X-24. When he was just murdering random douchebags.
My favorite part of X-24 was when X-23 shot him in the freaking head with a revolver.
Because I wanted a callback from Wolverine Origins, adamantium bullets.
It's fine. You don't have to acknowledge the movie itself. That's where it came from.
It's funny because it's like in Wolverine Origins, small hole in the head. In
this movie,
Logan, blew off the side of his head.
It was great.
That was funny.
I love that because I was like, she took the bullet. I'm like, oh crap. I was like, you know, Logan's going to get the revolver and he's going to be like, where's my bullet? Oh gosh, what do I do?
I knew that was going to happen.
But then I was like, she comes running over. I was like, yeah, she's going to blow his head off.
As soon as they introduce X-24, I'm like, oh, that's what the bullet's for.
Exactly. And even if it was somewhat predictable and you knew as soon as she was like saw the gun,
it still looked really cool.
There were definitely predictable things throughout the movie.
Which is something I don't like in movies.
Yeah.
It's predictable.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still done in a way, like, I knew it was coming. I didn't know necessarily always exactly when it was coming. But I thought they were all done well. Like, there was nothing that was super predictable that was just like, oh, that was dumb. Why'd you do that? Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't anything like that for me. Because there's a lot of times I watch movies and I'm like, and this is going to happen. Yep, there it happened. Okay, whatever. It just kind of makes things drag on. But
yep.
I didn't like that Laura did not talk through half the movie.
I thought that was great.
She could talk.
Well, she was speaking Spanish. Like,
well, yeah.
Okay.
She could have spoke Spanish the whole time. I would have been fine with this.
Okay, Cody. You should understand.
Right.
You get a kid that you don't know,
right.
That doesn't know you.
Right.
You're being a dick to them.
Oh, that's true. I'm never a dick to children.
Yeah. Okay. You're being a dick to them. Are they going to talk to you?
Most children I know, yeah, they're going to cuss at me because they're
not always. There was actually a few that. You know,
right.
Trying to even be nice with them, that they just kind of shut down and they didn't want to talk to you. Like, traumatic experience.
Shuts
left and right for this child.
That's still...
It actually made sense. Oh, yeah, no.
Earlier.
I
can understand her not talking for a little bit, but it's literally the end of the movie, she starts talking.
It's like she finally, like, broke that, pulled the walls down, trusted Logan.
I think it took too long.
I mean,
for her to talk.
Does she talk before Xavier dies?
No.
No, because Xavier is talking to her telepathically.
Right.
So why does she need to communicate? She doesn't give a shit about
She is 23. She is Laura Kinney. That is not a bashful, scared character.
You see, and I know really nothing about
I think I know
that
too
character.
Much about the character.
I don't think it was bashful. I just think she didn't have anything to say to him.
I don't know how bashful she was as she's going around wholesale slaughtering people.
To be fair, in the original comics that X-23 appeared in,
mm-hmm.
she was a prostitute who did not talk for most of it until she warmed up to people. But she's not a prostitute in this movie. She's a little girl.
Yeah.
So.
That is a weapon.
She's always been a weapon.
Yeah. That has, like, anyone that's probably been close to her been killed,
right.
as far as she knows of.
Right.
The one person that is nice to her is talking to her in her head.
Yeah.
And then the other person is being a dick to her.
Right.
I mean, it made perfect sense for her not to talk until later when she's finally like, you know what? I'm just going to go off on you.
Didn't like it, though. Anyway, you were saying what we want to see in the future? Can
yeah. So with this being a very definitive end to both Wolverine
right.
and obviously Xavier
yeah.
again this time, I feel like this kind of sets up the fact that we don't see where the kids go
right.
or we don't see what happens to them. I think that sets up one of the films that is, I believe it's tentatively announced, which
New
is
Mutants.
The New Mutants.
Yep.
I'm wondering if this is going to be a spinoff of that.
Could be.
That would be cool.
Cause I mean, I think it would work.
Right.
Cause we don't, obviously this was Logan's story. We don't need to continue
no.
Wolverine.
No.
But having.
We need an adult still though.
And they're, no, they may meet up with an adult.
Yeah.
Or. It takes place. They do this movie in a few years when the kids are a little older,
right?
And of course,
maybe
they could
whoever
recast.
Was making those comics is actually the person that's up there waiting
Ooh,
for them. They
that
were,
maybe
they were
something.
They were sending out a message, and you know who's going to believe what's in a comic book?
Who would write a comic book? Iceman?
Yeah,
Colossus would probably draw one
because
he was an artist. I don't remember seeing any names on the book, at least
right.
nothing that
yeah.
I recognized.
That would,
but
be
they
could have
had a pen name.
It could be a
but, yeah,
yeah. pseudonym. So.
See, I was going to do something whole different what I wanted to see. But
mm-hmm.
I like this better. But what I originally was going to say is I wanted Bishop to come, grab X-23, bring her back to the other X-Men universe, the Days of Future Past and stuff, because I want a Wolverine on that team, and
yeah.
she could be the Wolverine on that team.
Yeah, and I think the actress that played her, obviously she needs
yeah.
to
it's,
age
Daphne
a little bit.
Keen.
Yeah.
Daphne,
mm-hmm.
she's Spanish, so I don't actually
yeah.
know. How she pronounces it.
I don't know. But this is her first movie, but she was really good. And I think
Spanish soap operas before this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's got the chops to play the part here in a few years. Hopefully, you know, gets to play Teenage Wolverine.
She looked a lot like Hugh Jackman in the face.
I see that. I can see that.
Like the brow ridge a little bit.
Sure.
The eyes.
Yeah. So what else would you guys want to see after, you know, spinning, not necessarily spinning off, but continuing the X-Men franchise? Obviously, we have Deadpool 2, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm fine with being done for the most part with the X-Men franchise. Like, if you go into, like, these kids and their story, you know, that's one thing. But, I mean, I'm fine with being done with the X-Men franchise because they've... I mean, unless they're going to completely reboot it and Marvel actually has it back and it's not
freaking... Which would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, unless that's going to happen, I don't want to see anymore.
I'm looking forward to X-Force, though. I think they've announced an X-Force movie.
That'd be cool.
Which is like the Black Ops of X-Men.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think needs a Wolverine in it, though. Which a lot of people have suggested what they could do with the time we don't know where Logan was, is have a guy just be Wolverine, wearing a full Wolverine costume, like... off killing things, and he never really talks to the camera or anything like that, and we just say that's still the same guy.
Fair
enough. Just he's wearing full Wolverine costume, so we never
kinda
see his face.
Kind of like what we see in the there's a deleted scene in the Wolverine where he's presented with
that costume.
Yeah, which that would have been so cool.
Although if he's X-Force, I want the gray and black costume.
Sure.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Because Deadpool, I believe, is going to be in the X-Force movie from what Ryan Reynolds has been saying.
Probably.
They may bring back Olivia Munn for Psylocke.
Not against it.
Yeah. But I want a Wolverine on that team.
Yeah.
You know? You kind of need one.
Well, I think Wolverine has a lead in pretty much every X-Men film. I think it's time to bring in some new blood.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be a lead, but I'd want to... like, Laura Kinney would be a Wolverine. Daken could be a Wolverine on the team.
Yeah. Yep.
Just a Wolverine. Sabretooth, even. Don't care.
Fair.
Just someone who is the Wolverine of the team.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. We should probably wrap it up. This is supposed to be a floater, and it's almost a full-length episode at this point.
So
in the future, floaters will be shorter. Of course, follow us on Twitter at Nerd Dumb Podcast. You can follow me specifically at the Cody Wack, KODYWAK.
You can follow me at... Viking Honey.
And I am at Cameron Kiefer on the Twitter. If you have questions or you've got ideas for topics or just things you want to hear us talk about, you can email us at is it the nerd dot
no it's or, nerd dump podcast
nerd dump podcast at yeah nerd dump podcast at gmail.com and join us next week when we will have a fuller length episode. We're going to be talking about you know, your favorite topic in mind, Disney movies.
Yep.
Quite the departure from Logan. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Have a good one, guys.
Have a good week. This has been a Nerd Dump production.